Ready? Ready. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, good to see y'all here this evening in the sanctuary here. And anybody that's online, if you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is risen. He is risen. Redeemed of the Lord say so, so let the redeemed of the Lord say so, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, so let the redeemed of the Lord say so, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, so let the redeemed of the Lord say so, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, I'm redeemed, praise the Lord, I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Amen.
Loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. We must pray for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. We must pray for all the children of the world. We must help the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. We must help the little children of the world.
Amen. Give me just a sec on this, the part start of this tune, unless anybody knows it off the top of your head.
I gave my life for Thee, my precious blood I shed, for Thou my ransomed be, and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for Thee, what hast Thou given for me? I gave my life for Thee, what hast Thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circled throne, I left for earthly light, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for Thee, had Thou left aught for me. I left it all for Thee, hast Thou left aught for me? I suffered much for Thee, more than my tongue can tell. Of bitterest agony, to rescue Thee from hell. I've borne it all for Thee, what hast Thou borne for me? I've borne it all for Thee, what hast Thou borne for me? And I have bought to Thee down from my throne above salvation full and free, to my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to Thee, what hast Thou brought to me? I bring rich gifts to Thee, what hast Thou brought to me?
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Please welcome Pastor Steve to the pulpit.
Thank you. Here we go. Very good. All right. Praises, testimonies. What do you think? Amen. Good weather, huh? Yeah. Sunshiny skies. Nice and cool. Yeah. Very nice. Beautiful weather. All right. Good service. Yes, sir. Good visitors. Good service. Good visitors. Yes. Alita did well with her surgery, and so she's home. As far as I know, she's home on the mend. We may get a little blip here on the computer telling us otherwise, but as far as I know, she's home on the mend. So, amen. So that's good, good praise. Alita's surgery went well. We prayed for that. That went well. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nothing like a good old hot bath, man. You could see, you could hear the spring in her voice. Yeah. Amen. Jeanette got to take a bath. Simple, simple pleasures of life. Oh my goodness. You are sore? Are you sore? Which the flu shot. Yeah, Stephanie took the flu shot vaccine. She came home with the pain shooting in the neck. I get that. I don't get that every year, but some years, depending on what they put in it, it makes it feel. Yeah. Okay. I need to get my flu shot. Good for you, man. All right. Outstanding. What else? What else? Yes. Okay. They got all the tumor. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, Miss Loopy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amen. Very good. All right. And yep. Yeah. Oh, wow. Amen. Where's the Hobby Lobby at? Okay. 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 All right. Yeah, amen. Right. Praise the Lord. Kirk or Kurt? All right, Kurt. Hobby Lobby, amen. Outstanding, very good. What else? Any, you have praise back there? Okay. Well, let's start the prayer request. What do you got, prayer request? Yeah. Well, good for her, man. Amen. Sharon Heimbarger. There's nothing like bathing a part of your body you hadn't bathed in a long time. That's like glory, hallelujah, man. Wash that thing and then let it dry it off and let it dry and breathe. And you're like, hey, boy, man, that thing's still alive there. All right. Foot surgery coming. Bathrooms are done. Yeah, Sharon was telling me that she had some kitchen work a couple years ago, and when they were doing kitchen work, they drove a screw in and went through a pipe, and she didn't know it. She had all this water slow dripping, running underneath the linoleum. Wow. The walls and sheetrock and everything else. It was moldy, musty, yucky stuff. So she got all that taken care of. Of course, then she got hit with the big freeze back in February. And her outside wall bathroom on the outside wall had some busted pipes. So it's been an ordeal for her. So praise the Lord, that's taken care of. All right, all right. Other prayer needs. Anybody else? Other prayer needs? Yes, ma'am. Rescue Hope, November 28th through December 8th. This is in Uganda, Africa. Wow. And you're caught that we're calling this an opening of a hospital? Yeah. Hospital open up. Amen. Amen. All right, all right. Very good, very good. Yes, ma'am.
I have a praise.
A praise, okay. Oh, good.
And I don't know that they go to church or anything, but she was telling me this morning, so excited. She said, and Maddie read that this morning. She goes, how did God know this is what I needed to hear? You know, it was just
a lot of devotion.
Kind of, that they're hearing it. They're hearing things.
Amen, man. Yeah. Some people will ridicule us for sharing, and some people will make fun of us for sharing, but some people will hear us when we share, you know. So praise the Lord. By devotion for her daughter. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Debbie Thornton. Sister-in-law. In-law. Blood sugar. And you said blood pressure? Okay. Blood pressure. Georgian. Okay. All right. Outstanding. What else? Other prayer needs? Sharon Fuller, hypertension. Yeah. Or no, she was having an allergic reaction or something. All right, anything else? Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tammy Stamball. And I, you know, I'll be honest, I have ulterior motives. My ulterior motives is to get to preach the gospel. So, I mean, hey, if I can get 60, 80, 50, 40, 30, 20, 100, you know, 400, if I can fill the room up with lost people, man, I'll... Yeah, in a good way. Yeah. Yeah, they need to think. They need to be ready because Hoppy was ready. And everybody, the bottom line is, everybody's got to be ready because the time's coming. Either we're going to be raptured, or we're going into eternity, whether we like it or not. You're going into eternity one day, whether you like it or not. It's happening. This life ends, and the next one begins. So, I mean, in a split second, it can happen, man. Yeah. You know, hey man, I've pastored and known several saints of the Lord that they went to bed one night and they woke up in the arms of Jesus, man. I mean, they died in their sleep. What a blessing, what a way to go. And other folks have had long drawn out cancer or long drawn out disease, but their families have gotten time to grieve and time to say goodbye and all that. And sometimes they're just gone. I mean, just gone. Heart attack, stroke, gone. I mean, just like that. Car wreck. Yeah. Yeah. Mother of five with the rest of her life to live. Gone. Yeah. Mrs. Gomez. It was Miss Gomez, Luffy. I don't know if you know her. Do you know her? Short hair that came up and... Yeah. Yeah, and they're close. You know, I invited them to come. You know, her and her husband, so... Yeah, a lot of them live close. Right here in Tomball. Amen. All right. Stanball family. Tammy, Stanball, pray for her. All right. Anything else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? All right. Anything online, brother? Nothing else. Okay. Father God, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we can gather in your name, in your house, Lord, and be your church. We're thankful, Lord, for church. We're thankful for your word tonight. We're thankful, God, that you give us the ability to understand your Bible and to know that you love us and that you came and died for us and that, Lord, you're trying to lead us through this life to be a witness and to get the message of the gospel out to as many people as we can, Lord. And we do that in so many different ways. We speak it, and we do it by attitude, and we do it by actions. But, Lord, we always want to get to the point of where we're actually sharing and giving a testimony of our faith in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I'm thankful for your church. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for how you're using them, their gifts and abilities, God, to get the gospel message out. We just praise you and thank you for it. Lord, we do thank you for the beautiful weather. This is Chamber of Commerce weather we've had the last several days, and we praise you and thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for and praise you for the visitors we've been having to our services. Lord, it's just been an awesome joy to get to see folks coming and seeing if this is the right fit, if this is what, this is where the Holy Spirit's leading them. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to send folks. And Lord, we pray that some folks would stick. And Lord, this ain't going to be the place for everybody. But Lord, we pray for those that it's not the place. We pray that you'd help them continue on in that search and they would find another good church. God, help them find one. Lord, we thank you for Miss Alita doing well as she's had her back surgery and is home on the mend. We pray that you keep her pain level down. We pray there's no infection. God, we pray for good range of motion and mobility. And that, Lord, the recovery process would be bearable and doable. And that, God, you would just bring her back better than ever, not having that horrendous pain in her back. Lord, we're thankful that James's mom, Jeanette, that she's simple pleasures in life, that she's mobile enough and limber enough and healed up enough from that other hip accident. She's able to get back to bathing. Lord, that's a great praise. We're thankful for Debbie Thornton's brother's surgery and the tumor that they've removed. We're out waiting for the biopsy, Lord, and we're praying for, Lord, just a positive result from the biopsy. Pray that, Lord, you just bring healing to Debbie Thornton's brother through this. And then, Lord, Miss Aunt Patty, Loopy's aunt, Lord, we're thankful for her visit today. We pray that you might draw her back. And, Lord, I pray that you might solidify her own heart and mind, whether or not she's saved or if that's something that she needs to do. But, Lord, I pray that she would finish her race well and she would finish her race strong. Lord, we're thankful for Robert's new manager and this new beginning, this new store is transferred to another store. Lord, I pray that this Christian manager would be a huge positive influence upon Robert. And Lord, it's just amazing as we pray for people and we ask you, God, to intervene, and we ask you to keep the gospel before people and the word of God before people. It's amazing when we hear these reports how you're sovereign and how you're answering prayer and how you're doing that, Lord. And so we just give you the praise and the glory for that. We pray for Kurt. We pray that you'd give him the words to speak to Robert, Lord, to grow him and to help him in this Christian faith with this gospel, God. We just pray for that. Lord, we lift up this sonogram tech associated with the softball team and her little daughter. And Lord, we're thankful for the share time that Stephanie was able to have with them and a positive step in the right direction with their own spiritual journey. Lord, we pray that as things get further down the road, that they might find them a church, Lord, in the midst of all their busyness and work and everything going on. Lord, we continue to lift up Pat and Paul to you. We pray for Miss Pat and her health. We pray for Brother Paul in his taking of the chemotherapy treatment each and every day. We pray you just see them through, Lord, help them feel better. Lord, help them get back this coming Wednesday. We lift up Miss Sharon Heibarger and this foot, and Lord, we're prayerful and thankful that the foot is healing up enough to have the surgery on the 24th. Lord, we're just thankful that she's able to get that skin healthy again and bathe it and wash it. And Lord, we're just looking forward to healing for her and then recovery so that she can get back going, Lord. We're thankful that her house situation is getting straight and taken care of, Lord, and we pray that that would continue. Lord, we're thankful that Miss Terry is getting ready to go again, and we're praying for that visit. We're praying for that mission opportunity, that mission trip with Rescue Hope. November 28th through December the 8th, we're praying for your protection. We're praying for your safety and travel. Lord, we're praying for just a great amount of glory being brought to your name as the services are held each and every night. Lord, we're just praying for a huge impact for the gospel as this hospital is a Christian hospital opened in Uganda in an area that so desperately needs one. And God, we just pray that it would be a light shining on a hill, Lord, to draw all people for some physical help. And in the midst, as they get that physical help, they receive that spiritual healing. So, Lord, we're just looking forward for that report after December the 8th. We're praying for Miss Terry, that you just give her, you equip her, keep her encouraged, Lord. Help her during that trip and just help her be a witness, be a help. And, Lord, we just pray for Rescue Hope that they have a good mission trip as they open that hospital. Debbie Thornton's sister-in-law, Lord, we lift her up with blood sugar issues and blood pressure issues. We pray for Georgiana tonight, Lord, and we pray that these things would be brought back into balance and brought back into somewhat normal levels, Lord. I pray for her doctors, that you would give them wisdom and discernment. And, Lord, you just might intervene on her behalf and help her in these two areas. We lift up Sharon Fuller to you tonight, Lord, and this allergic reaction that she's been having. We pray for her, God, and we pray that you might remove that from her. And, Lord, we pray that you continue to help her with her blood pressure struggles and situation. And then, Lord, for the funeral yesterday for this David Hopkins, we we pray for this caregiving family, the Stamballs, that took care of him for so many years, Lord, and great partnership between David helping with their kids and them taking care of him with his ALS. And Lord, we just pray now that the seed has been planted, that your Holy Spirit would just grow that gospel seed, and that, Lord, there would be some fruit. It would be awesome and great if we could see it, but Lord, it's not always the case. We just want to be faithful to sow it. It may be some other church that gets to see the fruit of the gospel being sown at this church. And Lord, if that be it, that's just fine with me. We're going to wholesale give it away. So Lord, we just pray for that family. We pray for a spiritual breakthrough within Tammy's own heart and her own life. And Lord, as she's an influence over her children and over her grandchildren, we pray that the salvation process, the repentance process, the coming back to Jesus process, the prodigal process, whatever process that needs to happen, Lord, in their lives, we pray that it would begin with Tammy, and that, Lord, you would just set her on fire, encouraging her family and encouraging her grandkids to worship God and to receive Christ as Lord and Savior and to be in a Bible-preaching, Jesus-loving church. Lord, I pray you'd draw them. There would be a strong draw upon them to worship you and for each of them that are saved to find a good, strong church. And for those that are not saved, to get saved, Lord. We just pray for that family, those friends, all of those folks that were here that heard the word, that truly heard it. Father God, I pray that that word would just do what it's been sent to do. It would accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Bring glory and honor to your name, Lord, as these people get saved, as they turn their lives around, as they get right. So, God, we just lay all that at your feet. We're thankful for tonight, Lord. We're thankful for Miss Terry. We're thankful for the ministry that you've called her to, these mission trips and Samaritan's Purse and medical mission trips and just everything that she gets to do, Lord. We're looking forward to hearing from her tonight as she reports from her Mississippi time. And so, Lord, we just pray that we would be all ears and eyes as she shares with us what God has done. And we just give you the praise and the glory in advance for what you have done, Lord, and what you're going to do. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, well, Miss Terry, we're going to turn it over to you, girl. So, all right, do we need to move the... What do you think? Can y'all see up here? If he lowers the screen, or do we need to move this? You think we're okay? Okay. All right, Ms. Terry, we'll give you a mic.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to share. So, I don't know if everyone here knows me, but there might be some people online that don't know me. I'm Terry Kimball. I'm a nurse practitioner, recent nurse practitioner. I've been an ER nurse for 20-something years. And I was accepted with Samaritan's Purse Disaster Assistance Response Team, or the DART team, a few years ago. And what that consists of is we go to places that have a medical need. It's mostly an international response, but these past 2 years with COVID, we've gone to New York, and then recently in August, we went to Mississippi to help with the COVID response. So the DART team goes and helps in times of a breakout of a disease, a disaster, or even in times of war. And we set up field hospitals that are staffed with doctors, nurses, any kind of medical person, as well as electricians, mechanics, anything that runs a hospital that come and help us. And as we minister to people in Jesus' name, we just love them. We put all political sides aside, all military sides aside, and we just take care of people in Jesus' name, because we believe that all humans have worth, created by God, and they have worth. And our main goal is to reach them with the gospel by meeting their physical needs and just being there. So I'm just real privileged to be a part of the organization. It consists of deployments 3 or 4 times a year, in a time maybe from 3 months, 3 weeks to a month or so. And that's our time at that place. We work 12-hour shifts, and we're there. We work every day. And Samaritan's Purse is very good to us. They help us with the airfare and the hotel, and then they feed us and take care of us as we get to minister to those in need. So I'm just thankful that I've been able to go, that I was accepted to the team. I'm thankful for a husband who will let me go. And I'm thankful for this church that has supported me. So a few months ago, I passed my nurse practitioner exam, and then I got a text, and it said the next day, and it said, we're going to do a a response to University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi, because the vaccine rate there in that state at the time was only like 30%, and they were overrun with COVID cases. And they are the only level one trauma center in the state, so all the southern hospitals that were overloaded, or if they had real critical patients, they would send them to Jackson. And so they asked Samaritan's Purse to come. And what we did is set up field hospitals, five field hospitals, inside their parking garage. So we were covered, and we were thankful because that was when the hurricane came through, and we were well protected. But when we got there, literally the hospital administrators cried. They were so relieved. They were so overburdened. And we immediately took a lot of their CCU patients that were already intubated, and all of our tents had very sick patients. They were either on BiPAP or real high flow O2, very sick patients. And by God's grace, many of them were walked out of there, and that was a blessing. But it was so exciting because this deployment, so many people came to know the Lord. I mean, every day. And it wasn't just the patients. It was the security officers. It was the EMS people that were bringing them into the tent. So I hate this disease with a passion, but yet I'm so thankful for this disease, in that God has used it to reach people that maybe would have never got saved, never would have came to know the Lord. So anyway, I have a couple of videos. They're short, that talk about what we did. And then afterwards, I'll answer questions that y'all might have.
Hi, I'm Edward Graham with Samaritan's Purse, and right now I'm standing in a parking garage just adjacent to the University of Mississippi Medical Center. And the state of Mississippi has been overwhelmed by the coronavirus, and the governor of this state has reached out to Samaritan's Purse and asked us to set up one of our ICU-capable hospitals.
But our neighbors here in Mississippi have called and asked for it, and we've responded.
Our healthcare workforce all across the state is traumatized. We are in trouble. I want to thank the Samaritan's Purse organization for coming to Mississippi and for assisting us in this disaster response. And I also want to thank all of those who behind the scenes made this happen.
We're here to love on our neighbor during this time of crisis for this state, but we're also to share the love of Jesus Christ to those that are hurting. So we ask for your prayer, we ask for your support. Thank you.
There's not a place in this world where COVID hasn't touched in some way. People are afraid. And when they're very sick and they can't breathe, that is a horrible feeling. My name is Kelly Seitz, and I'm a registered nurse. On this response, I'm the team lead for the Disaster Assistance Response Team. This is my 22nd disaster response. I've always wanted to be a nurse, and I never dreamed that God would call me to this kind of nursing. It's hard, hard work. You need grit and resilience, compassion, but what a privilege to be able to come alongside and watch a person go from life to sickness, back to life again. To be able to usher them through those stages is such a privilege. Misery and suffering drives people to Christ, and they're desperate for hope. And if we can hold hope for them while they're in their darkest time, and then when they're strengthened again, then we can hand it back to them. That's important to me. Just yesterday, a patient was in the ambulance with our paramedic, our Samaritan's Purse paramedic, and he was afraid because he wasn't doing well and he needed to be transported to our hospital. And they prayed, and he felt better, and he gave his life to Christ. Someone along the way saw leadership in me, and I didn't realize I had it, and I always shied away from leadership roles. But they called me out into it, and I don't know if if I'm the right person for the job, but God has called me to it and there's a need, so I'll do what I need to do on the team to make it successful. I make it my own personal goal when I'm the team lead to know every person's name on my team, and that sometimes is daunting because the teams can be very big. So to go around throughout the time, the day, the week, and one-on-one, look into their eyes, take a minute and say, how are you doing? Thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you need? What can I be praying for you for? And really just do that check-in with them so that they feel seen and heard.
How are you?
I want to absorb the chaos and the stress so that they don't feel any of it, and to love them well and make them feel the love and appreciation that we all have, that they're here giving of their time for Christ. My heart swells with pride when I walk around this base and I see all the team members loving each other, supporting each other, getting each other a drink, encouraging them when they've had a hard day, loving their patients with everything they have, pouring out their hearts and their souls and their energy, and knowing our patients are getting the best care they can possibly give in a loving, compassionate way, it makes it all worth it to me. Those tents are holy places. They're wearing scripture verses all over their PPE. They have them written on their boots, and they consider it holy work, and they don't take that lightly. And what motivates our team for the gospel is, number one, God says, love your neighbor as yourself. Our neighbor is right here in Mississippi, or our neighbor is across the ocean in Africa. Wherever our neighbor is, we are to love them and bring them hope and shine Christ's light in very dark, hopeless situations. That is all about what Jesus wants. And we are Jesus in action. When I see a patient discharged, I feel a great appreciation and joyful celebration inside because someone beat COVID and we get to be a part of that and watch them walk out the doors. And it means a lot to them to see our team clapping and cheering them out because we want them to know what a beast they beat and that Jesus saved them. I won't stop until God tells me to stop. And if he tells me to stop, that'll be a hard day for me, but I'll trust him with that. I'll assume he'll have something more for me to do somewhere else.
That was Kelly Seitz. She was our medical director at that response. I'm not very sure where she's from. I just know that she's available to go on all these responses as a nurse. And the way she does that is she's employed by the church and works for the church, her church. And then whenever she gets a deployment, she can go and go several times a year to the deployment. And she's done it for many, many years. And she has a husband that supports her, too. She had young children when she started, and she always said, my husband's the sender, and I'm the goer. And that's kind of how I feel. I have a wonderful husband that's been very supportive and lets me go, and then I'm the goer. And I just want to tell you that there is no greater joy that I could ever have that I get to meet someone's physical need, and because of the love they saw in us, and they will talk to the chaplains and ask questions, and then the next day you get to go and you get to pray for them and pray with them to receive Jesus. And then when they leave the hospital, you get to present to them a beautiful first-class leather-bound Bible and give it to them. One of my patients was getting pushed up into the ambulance, and I just gave her her Bible, and she hugged it, and she said, I'm just so happy. Thank you so much. It just doesn't get better than that. it that's better care than being the most world-renowned surgeon. There's nothing more important than what we were able to share with that lady. And I get to do that when I go, and it is such a privilege. And I pray that God gives me those opportunities here in the States with my regular job. But there, it's just such a blessing. It's a wonderful ministry, and I'm just so thankful that I got to go. A couple of those patients that you saw on CCU I took care of, and they're there the whole time. They usually, you know, they don't get discharged really quickly. When they come in their CCU, it's weeks that they're there. And one of them was a 40-year-old mom. No health problems, just not vaccinated. And we took care of her and loved on her for weeks. And then I had to hold the phone to her ear as her 10-year-old daughter begged her not to die. When you walk out of those tents and you fought that war all night long, and then you go outside, and I remember hearing the band playing. The high school band was practicing outside. And it's like, you know, the world's just going on normal day to day. But there is a war going on in the IC units and in the ERs. It's getting better, but it's still going on. And I thank the Lord that he is able to use any disaster the devil wants to throw our way. Any hate, any war, any disaster, he uses for his glory, and he turns it around, and he gets the last laugh. And so we need to be encouraged as Christians that even though things might look bad for our country, God's still on the throne, and he has a plan, and one day we will see the victory when it's all said and done. So I just thank y'all so much for your prayers that I've got to go. I thank the Lord for your prayers that I passed my nurse practitioner job. And I have I just started my new job this past week, and I was fixing to say, Pastor, when you were saying any praises, I wanted to say I didn't kill anybody my first week. So anyway, just praying that God will use my skills for his glory. So does anybody have any questions about Samaritan's Purse or about anything that happened?
Yeah, I got a question. I'm trying to compare in my mind what y'all had in New York. How did this compare? Was this bigger, smaller, about the same?
Okay. So, yes. Yes. The hospital tent size was still the same, and each tent held usually 12 patients in each one. We didn't fill one totally all the time, but in New York, the way things were different between there and now was that at New York, it was a brand new disease, and there were no protocols. There were no guidelines. It was, and we didn't know how bad it was going to get. And so our treatment plans were different. And so in New York, we had a lot, most of our 95% of our patients in the critical care unit in CCU, once they got intubated, that was it. And but here, even though the hospital administrators told us when you get the ones intubated, you know, they're going to die, because that's usually what happens, right?
Yeah.
We saw 5 of them walk out, and that was in 3 weeks. And then a lot of it is because what's so wonderful about Samaritan's Purse is they have 3 nurses and maybe 2 doctors per tent. Yeah. So these patients are being watched. And they are being, when they start to go down, they're right on it. And so, and that's made a big difference.
Yeah.
And of course, we believe in the power of prayer as well. And so They were surprised. They said, y'all's turnaround. We weren't getting patients enough. And they said, well, we weren't expecting y'all to need these patients because y'all discharged them so fast. There was one CCU tent, and then the other tents were medical tents, but they were more like IMCU. They were still pretty sick, but they weren't intubated. Yeah. And we sent them out the door a lot every day. And I took care of one man that was extubated one day, came to me in the step-down tent the next day, and we discharged him the next day. It's unheard of. And so our protocols are pretty aggressive. Now the treatments, nowadays the patients are prone or they're on their belly 95% of the time. We do aerosolized breathing treatments that they can't do in the hospital because of the contamination. But the fact that our hospital tents are in a hot zone instead of a cool zone, nothing goes from the hot zone to the cool zone. And the way we have our gear, we are fully protected, and nobody got it. And we can have air, COVID everywhere in the tent, and it's okay. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are y'all all in this area, or do you pull everybody from
around the United States? So everyone that you saw is probably from as far apart of the U.S. you can imagine. One fellow was sitting there. He's the chief of EMS in Delaware, and he also knows President Biden very well because he escorts him to his home every time he comes into town. There are doctors from even foreign countries that have come here that will maybe be on stay that come, but most of us are doctors and nurses from all over every state. Mm-hmm. There's critical care nurses, ER nurses, doctors, family practice. There are anesthesiologists that come, and the staff is like our paramedics, labor and delivery nurse, operation. We just work wherever. I worked as a paramedic a couple of shifts, and we just all do whatever they need us to do. So it's a real blessing. Y'all pray that God would. Send more people. They're growing so much in with the DART because countries are asking them to come and help a lot, and there's a lot of opportunity, and they have really grown in size just in the last couple of years. But they need more people than medical. Anybody that does anything can come and be a part of the DART team.
Amen.
So.
Did the 40-year-old lady make it?
When I left, she was making a little bit of improvement, yeah. But I don't know the outcome. They were there for three more weeks after me.
Oh, okay, they were there for 3 more weeks.
But one fella that I just fell in love with, I worked the night shift, and he was in the step-down unit, and I just got, he was real quiet the first night or two. The second night, he was just kind of doing this with his hands, and I thought, oh, is he trying to hit me, or I wasn't for sure. So I went over there and I said, are you okay? And then he just grabbed my arm. And he lifted his head to the side and he said, I just want to tell you, I know you're doing all you can. And I thank you. And he gradually got better and better. And I just fell in love with him because I would bathe his feet. I would give him a bath. I'd talk to him about his kids. He would show me videos. I would talk to his wife on the phone. But then day 10 comes around, and that's always seems to be the magic day. Either you're going to get better or worse. And he started to digress. And when I got home the second night, they texted me and they said that they had intubated him. And y'all just pray for the healthcare workers. They're so tired. They're tired of losing those patients. They literally fall in love with them. They're like their family. And then so it's loss after loss after loss. And it's hard not to get angry and get in the flesh about the vaccine and politics and all that. You just get so angry. You just want this thing to go away. But I'm just thankful that I was there in those times when they needed them. No greater joy is that.
Question?
Well, I have a question. I just want to thank God for giving you the gift.
Amen.
creating you.
Amen.
It's so easy because it's what you, the Lord gives you the desire. So it's
do,
so
man.
Fun because you're doing, it's really not work. You know,
but you always think
that it's on you.
Jerry, you're special.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
To me.
Amen, brother. Well, you got me?
Check one. All right, kids. Well, we'll end it tonight where we began it this morning with the kids in children's or pastor's time or kids' time. I don't know what you call that, but anyway, I'm loving that. I have a good time. Pastor with kids' time. All right, that's a mouthful, but that's good. Amen. And I'm going to keep using the mic because if they can help me, they like to help. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're precious, man, I tell you. They're precious. Oh, my goodness. Well, we will end it where we started. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Remember, you're the salt. Amen? That's what the testimony was about tonight. We make an impact with how God's made us and what He's called us to do. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Well, that's a good motto to take through the week. Amen?
Amen.
And thank y'all for doing that. I know so many of you do that. Thank y'all for doing that. God gets the glory for it. Amen? God gets the glory. And so we praise the Lord for that. Amen. Brother Vince, you want to close us out with a word of prayer? Let me give you a mic so everybody can hear you online. Very good, brother. Thank you, man. Yes, sir.
Dear Lord, thank you for all your many blessings. Just thank you for your continued watching over us, Lord, and taking care of us and lifting us up, Lord, and I pray that we'd take the word we've heard today and just use it to carry us through the week until we meet again, Lord. Watch over us and keep us safe. Continue to bless our pastor and strengthen him, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, don't forget the fellowship next Sunday, right? Next Sunday, everybody try to be there that wants to be there, that it's going to be good, amen. Turkey, huh? After the church service. Yeah, you got to hear the word before you can eat, amen? So bring a friend. We always have a lot of food, so really, yeah, bring as many as you can. That'd be a good time. Amen, all right. Y'all good. See you folks online. We'll see you Wednesday night. Take care.